Hey guys, welcome to the show. I hope you're having an awesome day. I'm having an awesome day because we have an amazing guest and Trey is here, so I don't have to do everything by myself, which
yeah,
is always a
good buddy.
Thing. Whoa, oh, no, it isn't Trey. It's Trey's son, Trastifer.
Say that again?
Oh, Trastifer?
Yeah, we're going to move right along.
I don't know. I don't know what that was. I'm so sorry.
Okay, we're gonna move along. We're moving along.
Oh, sorry. I think I heard an internal organ. All right. So, yeah. So, why don't you give me some beats? Okay. Here I go again, only if I can't play. All them words all together like I can't say. Little words that I never knew, but anyway. And hey, where am I going if I am out of control? Man, I sent Marcy the link, so I hope she sees it, yo. So she checks her Facebook, and then we go. Put it on all these places, and I'm thinking, I know what I'm doing if I can't flow. If I'm out of control when I'm in my mind, bro. Oh, what am I doing if I still can't be? I'm just a guy, yes, a white MC. And sometimes I'm waiting because I'm so crazy. You're looking like, ooh, how you doing, baby? Then I'm running around in little circles and go. They say, how you doing? I'll scout. I gotta go. Now I gotta flow because I'm out of this breath. Now you wanna rap because I'm out of my mind. Oh, every single day, yo, I'm feeling it fine. Did I really know what I'm gonna do? I can't try. Oh, where am I going? I never see all the little questions that I'm supposed to be, huh? Where am I gonna do now if I can't turn it up? I gotta turn it down. I'm so dope out of control. You don't know and I don't even know. No. Now I gotta say that I still can't. Go, here we go. Yeah, press the button.
Are you looking for a different kind of podcast? How about informative and clean? It will make you laugh. Scout and Trey, yeah, that's what we do. We got a little funny thing, keeping it true. Hey, we take your topics and all your ideas and bring in a guest and we answer them there. Then we make a freestyle rap and do it for you. Yeah, that's what we do. Yeah, that's what we do. Yep, flows for you, flows for you. This is what we do now. This is what we do. Say flows for you, flows for you. This is what we do now. This is what we do. Say flows for you, flows for you. This is what we do now. This is what we do. Say flows for you, flows for you.
Oh, so amazing.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Just chilling. Hi, Marcy. How are you doing? Oh, we lost you. You muted yourself. Or you unmuted yourself. Or you remuted yourself.
I think she's muted somehow. So if you look down on the bottom on your... Yeah. Oh, yeah, perfect. Yay!
She's Let's back! Go.
Awesome.
It's like I've read before and I could read and decode those letters. I'm just posting a link on my website for people to catch me on the on my Facebook group.
Oh, nice.
Cool.
Marcy's cooler than her. She has a Facebook group, Trey.
Well, oh, okay. I wish we had one.
Well, somebody needs to set it up. It's not this guy.
This is true.
Maybe one of our zillions of fans can just do that for us.
I want to tell you what, while Marcy's doing that with her popularity, I say that we talk about our headlines of the week. Sweet.
Yeah, so I'm a little does that make my headline of the week my booger? Because why is that? Well, I need to change that video. It looks like I'm picking my nose.
You should probably just put a face or something there. Anyway.
I was trying to be smooth that day.
Jason, what's the headline of the week? What is your headline of the week? All right. So my headline of the week is I am almost 6 months strong.
This is that's awesome. Yes. Mine is I'm gonna play with army figures.
He's gonna play with army figures. Marcy, what is your headline of the week?
I drove out to try duck donuts and made everybody happy and blew my mind.
Let's go. Okay.
Because of us.
Phenomenal.
Because of you guys checking out your podcast before I came on and you guys were talking about duck donuts. And I'm like, let's see if there's one near me. And there was one close enough. I said, okay, that's breakfast on Saturday.
Wow. Oh my gosh. I'm so jealous. I haven't had duck donuts in so long. I tell you what, I'm 6 months strong. And what that means, everyone's asking. I know there's a plethora of people coming in the comments. There's no one in the comments so far. Anyway.
You made me check.
No, no. On the 18th, I will have been dating my girlfriend for 6 months. So I know for some people, that's not a big deal. For me, that's a very big deal. And for couples, that's a very big deal.
And it's a big deal for all the single ladies that were looking forward to trying to date you. And now you reminded them for six months, they haven't had a chance at you.
And that hurts. Still won't.
And your fan club is diminished because of this. But, you know, it's whatever.
Right. No, I have been dating Aaron for 6 months, will be 6 months on the 18th. And it's really crazy. Time has flown so fast. And I don't know. I've just really enjoyed our relationship. We can really, it's really easy to make each other laugh. It's really easy to enjoy the same things. We have not fought. We've not fought yet, which is crazy. I don't know. It's just been a really awesome ride, and I can't wait to explore the world with her more. I could talk more and more and more about her because she's an amazing person, and I love her so much.
And she's in the room.
She's not in the room. Oh, okay. But anyway, go ahead, Jason.
Well, mine is... I am going to play an action figure, with army figures, which isn't true, but I just sold a batch of Star Wars army guys, not like action figures, but little plastic army men, but they're all stormtroopers and sand people, and it's great. And I sold
are they
it.
Action figures, or are they little miniatures?
They're like, remember the green army men, the plastic ones?
Yeah.
It's like those, but with Star Wars figures.
Oh, okay.
And so I was like, I was really excited, but they were sealed, so I didn't want to open them, but I really wanted to play with them, but I didn't. So when I asked the guy,
you said you finished that sentence.
I know. When I asked the guy if he was going to enjoy the toys or just put them on the wall. I know. That's why I stopped myself. He was like, "Yeah, I'm going to have a play. No matter what I say here, it's going to be weird. I'm going to have a play time with the play. I'm going to have an army figure battle." And so
he's going to use them in an action battle scene.
Yeah, there it is. I was excited for him, and it's so fun to be able to like find things like this and then like realize I didn't even know they haven't made those, but it was cool. And, I hope
that. How much did you sell them for?
$10 each. So $20. And I bought them for $3 something.
That's not bad.
There's only like 12 in each bag. So, but they're like little plastic ones. There's an Emperor one. It's cool.
Cool.
So I hope that he went and just went crazy. Cause if I was going to do it, I'd buy the full collection and just have like hundreds of army men in the room and just, it'd be fun. But that's how I roll. I couldn't just have two. I would need the whole thing. So
I understand that so much. Cause I'm a huge Star Wars fan. Marcy, I know you already talked about your headline, but I want to hear more about this place called Duck Donuts that some of our listeners may or may not have ever visited before.
Well, so it is, oh my God, it was amazing. So I had caught you guys listening to a couple of your earlier podcasts, and you had mentioned Duck Donuts. And I love a good donut. I am a sugar addict. Yeah. And I can't help it. So I found one near us and I drove out there for breakfast. This place is amazing. I mean, they've got the donuts are cooked or baked or boiled or whatever you do with donuts.
Fried.
And then they make them there, fried. Okay. So then they make them there. So the place smells like sugar. It's amazing. Oh, yeah. And then you ask for it, and you could even say, "Hey, I want this, this, and this." And they would make the donut for you the way you want it. It's not like going into a chain and I know this is a franchise and it's all over the country and what else, but they will donut with the toppings you want right then and there. And my car smelled amazing driving home. And there's directions on the box to warm them up in the microwave for like 5 seconds if you wanted that fresh, warm, you know, Oh my God. If you weren't eating them right then and there. And if you weren't eating them right then and there, and I brought them home because I was sharing them, you know, with my family, but, you know, and they had them, I guess you call it a menu, and it was like 3 or 4 pages of the different flavors they had already put together. And of course you can make your own, and it had, okay, these are the toppings you can put together to make your own donut. And we're going to go back, and I'm going to be raving about, I'm going to be talking about it probably for weeks and months to anyone I come up with, hey, have you had this donut? Let me be their advertiser, because you know, I won't be able to stop talking about them.
Marcy, I feel like you would be an amazing head, like the face of Duck Donuts. I feel like that it fits your personality somehow. Like, I feel like you'd be like, this is the best donut you will ever have in your life. That's all you need to know. Come to Duck Donuts. And
it's personalized.
Yeah. When she finally hits her ceiling, the first people are going to get calling her are going to be Duck Donuts. They'll be like, yo, we saw you on the podcast. We're so excited about working with you. You know, this is because you did something cool. And then they just randomly searched your name and found our podcast. That's what I'm saying. Not saying our podcast has more than one person watching. Oh no, that one person left.
Jason loves to dog on our podcast, even though we're here literally every Monday. But
and we have like over like 10,000 downloads. We got some stuff working out for us, but I love the dog on it just for the sake of, we've been doing this for almost 3 years, and we have a lot of fun people that we get to work with, and come on, like we're Marcy. Still doing it. Yeah. Like Marcy, which I'm very excited to talk to. It's now I'm thinking about like 100 other cooler headlines of the week I had, but you know,
that's tough. You're gonna have to share them for next week.
I know. I'll have to do it next time. So, what time is it now, Trey?
It actually is one of my favorite times of the show. Marcy, are you ready?
Probably not, but I've never let that stop me.
That's okay, because it's time for a quiz. And I hope you read the notes that I prepared for the show, because I sent both of y'all a very extensive email. Did you get that, Marcy?
Sure. Yeah, you bet.
By your facial expression, that is a no. Don't worry, because I sent you false information. I didn't do that, and I don't prep my guests on the show at all. I just make them squirm a little bit.
He doesn't even prep the podcast. I mean, prep the quiz. You know, how does he have time to send us an email?
I do prep the quiz because it's prepped and ready to go, Jason. Are you ready, Jason?
No, I'm never ready, because you're just going to make me lose no matter what I do. You could do a quiz about my life and I would still lose it because you're a mean person.
If you lost the quiz about your life, I would feel really bad for you. And at the same time, I wouldn't.
A quiz about my wife? And a random guest wins?
Did I say wife or life?
No, but now I thought of an even funnier one is if it was about my wife and I lost it.
That would be tough, man. You're in the doghouse after that one. All right, let's get this underway. Oh. It's time for a quiz. Marcy, since you are our
Where's the button? Guest, Where's the button? Already Where's the it? Button? When?
5 seconds ago, Jason. Are you here?
Oh, I don't pay attention.
No.
All right, I'm sorry.
Anyway, Marcy, since this is your first time on our show, you will get to answer any and all questions I say. I'll kind of pick left and right who goes first. And whoever gets the most questions right at the end wins the quiz. So, since you are a guest, you have first dibs. This is a true or false quiz, and it's about random facts about life. For the first question, sharks love the taste of the internet. True or false?
False.
Okay. Jason, same question.
Oh, it's true. Jaws loves that gossip. Loves to live that gossip life.
So here's the thing. Think outside of the box when answering these questions. But the answer is true.
They like to eat the wires.
In 1987, it was reported by the New York Times that sharks have shown an inexplicable taste for the new fiber optic cables that are being strung along the ocean floor, linking the United States, Europe, and Japan. For whatever reason, sharks are eating it up. And
that's
maybe
shocking.
Yes, it's shocking, and our mouths are no. Never mind. I was going to say
she already got it, Trey. Don't try to.
Marcy kills it. Okay, Jason.
Just because she made a funny joke doesn't mean you have to make a funny joke.
Hey, are you ready, Jason?
No, I'm not ready. I'm trying to teach you how to do the show.
True or false? Oh. Winston Churchill was hit by a horse-drawn buggy and nearly killed during a visit to New York. True or false?
Eating duck donuts.
Nope.
True.
Okay. Marcy, same question. True or false? Winston Churchill was hit by a horse-drawn buggy and nearly killed during a New York visit.
Well, I want to say it sounds true, but I'm going to say it's false because I have to go on the other side of whatever he says.
Well, congratulations. Marcy, because of the rules. False.
Nice. One of the rules of the game, Marcy, is always look at your screen. For some reason, you'll always get a little extra oomph. I'm just mentioning that. Make sure you're checking the screen when he asks questions. You'll appreciate it from later. But fine.
Anyway, so the answer is false because he was actually hit by a car, not a horse-drawn buggy, because where in the world? I guess they're still in New York. I mean, they have them here in Louisville, Kentucky, that you can pay a fair amount of money for, especially during December. Yeah, wintertime. It's romantic. Anyway.
Yes.
So he was nearly killed by a car in a New York visit. During a lecture tour in the U.S. in 1931, Winston Churchill was struck by a car while crossing Fifth Avenue and nearly killed. Fortunately, he survived the accident. All right, Marcy, next question.
Winston Churchill was not a small man. That would not be fun on your car.
Yes, anyways. And he survived. Therefore, he's a rock star. Marcy, true or false? It would cost $18.3 million to make a replica Darth Vader suit. True or false?
When you say replica can mean so many different ways. So I'm going to say no, because I know a lot of people can make it for cheaper.
So think of it this way. Well, I'll tell you what. Sorry, Jason, same question.
True.
All right. Now here's the hard part, Marcy. Are you sure that's the answer you want?
No, of course I'm not sure it's the answer I want. The notes that you sent were non-existent, so what do I know? But when you say replica, you didn't say working replica. So, I mean, I can show
a working replica.
Fully functional.
A fully functional replica of the Darth Vader suit.
Okay, then yes, it'll cost at least that much, if not more, because, you know, you have to rent the force and all that.
Oh, she threw the force in. So the answer is true. You guys both get it correct. She is force choking me currently. Oh, Jason. Okay, cool. Phenomenal. I'd rather you choke Jason. So as he's dying on set, it would cost $18.3 million. And here's why. An exact Darth Vader replica would make an awesome Halloween costume, but it's probably a little over budget. According to Time, it would cost the average person $18.3 million to make a real-life replica of the infamous black suit that features a voice modifier, breathing apparatus, prosthetic limbs, and an augmented reality filter? Augmented reality filter.
Okay, so if I was making the costume for myself, I have all my limbs, so you would have to pretend that they were fake limbs. So I would save a few bucks on that. So it wouldn't cost $18.3 because I'm not cutting off my leg.
Just it costs $18.
More realistic.
Yeah, it'd probably just cost $10 million instead.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's less than $18.3.
This is true.
In the 70s, would the red shields on his eyes be the augmented reality they're talking about?
I'm not sure, like, but that's we'll delve into that later.
Now you're gonna make me do research on this because I want to know.
Jason,
yes.
Last and final question.
Okay.
This is anyone's game, folks.
Oh, okay.
Anybody can take home the bacon. This is for the mansion and the yacht.
Lie.
Jason, true or false? Your liver size doubles once a day.
False.
Okay. Marcy? True or false? Your liver size doubles once a day.
I'm watching my screen. Nothing's
happening. Oh, that makes sense. Oh, dang it.
I can't read lips of a guy with a beard. It's balls.
Wait, were you reading his lips? Wait a second, Trey. What's this? Now
here's the thing. You guys were both correct. But the tough part about this quiz is that Jason can't win. Marcy, congratulations. You won the quiz.
I am so excited. This is so amazing. I'd like to thank the Academy.
So here's the cool part. While studying mice, so your lover, your liver fluctuates
throughout the day.
Your liver fluctuates throughout the day in size. So while studying mice, a team of Swiss researchers found that a mouse's liver cells swelled and contracted up to 40% while doing their daily activities. The research being conducted, whether that happens to that extent in humans, one study from 1986 found a person's liver swells about 20% between day and night, presumably related to the fact that liver is not working as hard when a person is sleeping. Fun fact for the day, Marcy wins the quiz.
Oh, what does she win, Trey?
You win our phenomenal and fantabulous Jaime NFT. That is our friend Jaime. He does not quite look like that. But that is the NFT that Jason has made, because I kept joking about the fact that people won an NFT that we have not made yet.
It's not really an NFT. It's just a picture that we did.
Yeah,
it's a
funny bit. What? We're going to go with
funny
it.
Bit. Yeah.
But anyway, you know, Marcy.
Hi, Jaime, who just came under the time on the comments.
We got three comments. He says, hello.
Ball, Jaime.
He says, I'm late, but so are y'all. You know what, man? We run the show here, so it's okay. He said, really? Lover fluctuates in sizes too. Lovers
they do. There's Jason? There's large, extra large. Marcy has a joke.
You have a joke?
No, she was watching out for the lovers multiplying situation.
Jason, why is Marcy on the show today?
Well, when I sent a message to Marcy asking her to be on the show, I said, hey Marcy, what can we do for a better year? And she said, don't be afraid to talk or sing about money. And I went, what? And she goes, yeah. And I went, okay. Well, Marcy, why do we not want to be afraid to talk or sing about money for a better year?
Well, I'm a financial literacy educator, and I'm all over the internet talking and singing and doing whatever ridiculous things I can think about to help share financial literacy with the world, the universe, and even Darth Vader.
What?
Well, you know, call back.
That's normal.
We can do better on the suit.
This is true.
You know, it's an important topic. Money has been a taboo topic for forever. And I think we've got to change that. There's just too many people that are struggling because they don't understand money. We've got to find ways to make that, you know, a better topic that people are more comfortable talking about.
Yeah, that's amazing. And so I guess the first question everybody wants to know is, how long have you been singing about money? And when was your first album?
Well, I don't have an album.
Oh.
So I'm a CPA. I have been, you know, working with people on their money for a very long time. We'll go with that. Not even use numbers. And
10 years. Yeah.
Yeah, well, we'll say more than 10 years and just let it go at that.
Oh, and, you know, after you got like 10 years after college, so 10 years. So.
Sure. We'll go with that.
Come help here, Marcy.
As my sons were getting older and entering into young adulthood, decided that they weren't going to just listen to me. I'm just going to roll right over him. And so I started making some YouTube videos to explain different things that they might need to learn how to do, like how to budget and how to, you know, look at different financial things. So I made a series of YouTube videos. This is probably in, I want to say 18 or 19. And they were fine, but they weren't getting traction. And I didn't feel that they were really going where I wanted them to go. And so I decided to write a book and make it friendly and make it accessible and not overwhelming. And a friend said, well, if you're doing that, then you've got to go, you know, into TikTok and Instagram and all of that. And so I started doing that and trying to find ways to make it engaging and interesting. So I've written a few songs. I've done my TikToks from the roof. I've done them from out in the middle of the water. I have done them from a hot tub. I've done them wherever I can think that I can find a way to engage a topic. There I am doing a TikTok about money.
So what you're telling me, Marcy, is that you're the person that originated hot tub streams. I see how it is. Now everybody's trying to take all your ideas away. I see how it is. They saw you learn about their money.
This just
it is all about me, but I didn't do everything.
That's funny. That's amazing. And I think
comments.
It's very cool that you started doing this for your kids and then it morphed into something else. Like so far, what's one of your more favorite pieces of content that you created?
So a friend of mine teaches in elementary school and asked me to write a song about money for her kids. I think I sent you that link. That was the kid's song that I sent you. And it just talks about how many cents are in different coins. It's nothing big. It's nothing fancy. It's just something. And then she taught it to her kids and they were singing it all around the school and back to their regular classes. And so it's something they can actually take with them and learn from. And I think that just felt huge. I see the topic that I don't know. I assume that's your friend.
Your mama, 5011. Right?
Is that what it says? What?
Needs to work on his spelling if that's your mama. Yoru-sama. Okay. His answer to money problems is make more money, but I'll tell him his answer to making to money problems is actually spending less money.
This is genius.
So a lot of times what happens is every time you make more money, you spend more money and it just keeps expanding. And then something happens, whether it's a job loss or just a job change or just resetting for other expenses in your life and you have less money to spend. And because you kept always expanding to it, it's hard to contract. So I'm going to say it's spend less money, not make more money.
Mm.
That's
very cool. Now you did write the book. How did it feel finishing that whole process?
Well, it felt great. So I am currently working on my second book and a friend is working on the audio book and I'm putting together a couple of workbooks because, well, I've got a lot of resources on my website that are available for people to use on Google Docs or Excel sheets or whatever. Some people like things in a more concrete form. So I'm putting together workbooks of some of my more popular spreadsheets that people can have something physical that they can refer back to without having to print individual pages. And then, oh, now I got to find a binder to put them in or a way to keep them together. So I'm trying to find ways to just make things accessible and easy.
That's awesome.
Marcy, what would you say is something you could tell to maybe not even my generation, but the upcoming generation or people of all ages? What's one bit of advice you could give to them as far as not necessarily the economy, but saving money in general? I know that obviously you just said save more money, but how can we feasibly do that?
Well, don't ever think that any amount of saving is too small. If all you can put away is a dollar a week or a dollar a month, then do that. And then when you can increase that, whether by a nickel, a dime, a dollar, $10, whatever it is, don't feel it has to be big enough before it starts counting. It's okay if it's small and keep going from that.
I appreciate that because quite frankly, when I try to save, I save in lump sums. I take out of my paycheck, I tithe, I then go and obviously put money aside for rent and stuff. But sometimes I don't do that. And I end up not accounting for other stuff I either want or need. And I actually really love that advice because a dollar's a dollar. I mean, you still saved a dollar. You didn't save 20, 30, 40, 100, 200, but you're working towards something because you've got something to work with.
Right. Now, if your day job, if your day job gives you W-2 income that you've got, you know, money going that way, and they pay you electronically, not by a paper check, you can go in there and you can set up a separate savings account, just like you set up your 401k and they withdraw from that. And you can say, take, you know, $1, $10, whatever, and put it to the savings account. And the rest goes into my checking account. And you can have it that you don't even have that money. It automatically goes into your savings account. So you don't have to say, oh, I've got to put that money away. And most of those electronic deposits like that can go into, I don't know what the number is, whether it's 10 or 20 or whatever different accounts. So if you wanted to save, this one is going to be for the car, and this one's going to be for a house, and this one's going to be for a vacation. You could even reroute it, you know, a dollar for each of those from each paycheck into each of those various accounts and be saving for all those things at the same time.
You just blew my mind. I forgot that you could do that. And that's an amazing way to save money because, like you said, you can't touch that. Or, well, I mean, you can, but
you can, but you're not paycheck. Right. You don't have to manually allocate it. And if you forget that it's doing that, one day you look at it and, oh my gosh, you've got this money that was saved that you hadn't even paid attention to. And the best time to do this, of course, is when you've just had a raise in salary or something. Because, you know, now I'm getting however much extra more a pay period. If I take some of that or even all of it and that gets rerouted to savings and I don't touch it, I'm already used to living on this amount.
Oh, that's awesome.
So you don't notice it. It doesn't hurt. And all of a sudden you've done a significant ramp up of your savings.
That's awesome.
We've got a whole bunch of comments here, Jason.
Yeah. And the last two are really good. So, or the last three. I don't know the last one, but the two before it are good.
Well, you think you're trying to stop eating out and $1,000 a month eating out. You have to remember that you're still going to have to pay money to eat in. So it matters where you're eating out as to how much money you're going to save or not, or how you eat when you're eating at home. So that's something to think about, because eating at home isn't free. You have to buy the groceries and you have to spend the time and assemble things. So don't assume if you spend $1,000 a month dining out that eating at home is going to get you $1,000 a month.
Yeah, that's true, because you still have to do groceries and stuff like that. Yeah, makes sense.
Right.
The next one is, how much is too little and what's a smart way to invest a little?
So there's different ways to invest. If you're talking about retirement money and you've got a 401k or some such from your workplace, they're probably investing in a mutual fund house, and then you get to choose which of the mutual funds that are offered from that fund house, which ones you would want. But the mutual fund house, different ones of them have different rules, and it might be as little as $5 a month or $5 a paycheck. You would have to check the rules on that 401k. Now, if we're talking about the savings accounts, like I said, doing right from your check and having that transferred over, you know, you'd have to see if your employer has a limitation of the how small of a percentage or how small of a dollar amount they would allow that transfer. But I don't know that they really care. It's your money. It doesn't cost them anymore whether it goes to one bank account or five bank accounts. So it probably doesn't matter, and you could do whatever amount you're willing to do. I don't think anything is too little, even if all you do is put pennies in a jar and you've got the end of saving and building that saving habit. You have to start from somewhere, and don't give yourself a threshold that makes you feel you can't ever quite make it. You know, start as small as you need to start and just build it from there. What's a smart way to invest a little? If you're talking about investing and you're talking about you want to be in the stock market and whatever else, then I'm a big fan of small investors starting with mutual funds. You want to get into a mutual fund that fits your mindset. If you're a conservative investor or an aggressive investor, and find a fund that fits the mindset of what you're looking for.
Before we ask another professional question, here's a dumb idea for everybody, for you, Marcy. You should definitely come up with a bits where it's mutual fund houses, where it's a different mutual fund, but then you're describing it like it's a fun house where there are mirrors. And I think that'd be hilarious because it's just funny to me. Like mutual fun house, you kept on saying it, and I kept on going, fun house, that's hilarious. So it's like, welcome to the Magic Mountain fun house. And they take your millions of dollars and feed it to the skeleton. I don't know the bit. I'm just telling you, this is the idea for the bit. Is
I'm trying to come up with some comedy routine for financial literacy, because
I just gave it to you, Marcy. Mutual fun houses. I don't know what it is. Here's a present.
People get scared already of money, and you know, I don't want them to think that it's all some kind of smoke and mirrors.
I'm going to do it and I'm going to go viral, and then you're going to be like, oops, I should have done that. Oh, and that's your thing. And I don't know anything about money. I'm terrible.
And I'll cheer you on.
Oh, brother.
It looks like it's, I'll ask a question as you're reading what, Jaime's asking.
Go ahead.
Now one thing that my family is looking into is buying a house, and it is very scary in that, you know, we have good credit and all those things, but it's like, we've been in the same apartment for 10 years and we have two kids and we need to like have more space, and it's an opportunity for us too, but it doesn't mean that we have to move farther away because we definitely can't afford to live where we're living. And so, because we want to stay within the budget, but is there any thoughts about the new house buyer, what to do, what not to do, those kind of things?
Well, you certainly want to make sure that you pay attention to the inspector that comes in as to what's working on that house. Don't fall in love with the house that you don't listen to when the inspector says, oh yeah, but the roof's about to cave in. No, we can fix it. We got some 2x4s, we'll be fine. So don't fall in love with the house. Make sure you know what you really want when you're going in, what you will settle on, and what you won't settle on. And then be aware, if you've been living in an apartment, when you move to a house, you're going to have a whole bunch of responsibilities.
I used to live in a house. But yeah.
How long ago was that?
10 years ago.
Okay, so you probably don't have a lawnmower anymore.
No, and also I'm definitely way heavier than I've eaten lots of duck donuts since I last. So, and I was terrible already at doing the yard. I don't even want to think about how bad I'm going to be at it now. But
I mean, there are all those things and all the expenses that come with it. I don't know where you live. I assume it's warmer than where I am based on what you said.
I'm in Texas.
Okay, so you probably don't have much snow, so you don't have to worry about snow shovels and whatever else, but all of the things that when you're in an apartment are just part of your rent. Yeah. And so when we move from an apartment to our house, we say, okay, well, here's what I was paying in rent, so here's what I can afford to pay for the mortgage, without considering that rent covered the maintenance of the structure that now you're going to be responsible for. So make sure you balance apples and oranges. Well, that rent covered the property taxes.
Now,
can
I do a thing? Yeah. And that's scary. Thinking about the property taxes, like you'll see a house that's like at the price where we can afford it, and then the property taxes are like bananas pants. And so it's like $800 more than you thought that you would have to pay just because it's in a better neighborhood, which is annoying. But but you did mention all the different supplies you need to have a house. Can I have like a housewarming, but more like a baby shower, so that everybody just buys me all the things I need? Buy me a new lawnmower. Is that a thing I can do?
Whatever you want. I have no idea who will come and what they'll bring, but you can throw yourself a party and see what happens.
have a new house register so people can like sign in for my electric lawnmower, because soon they're going to ban all gas powered everything. So I'm going to need electric lawnmower, electric everything. Anyways, sorry, but thank you for giving me a real answer. That was just my silly. That makes
you
sense.
Now you have to buy my book so you can learn everything, right?
Wow. Yeah, that makes sense. Oh, we'll ask later where we can find that and tell everybody where to get it. Trey, how are those comments going?
Yeah, so he's popping off pretty hard. Oh boy. He said, I've heard of these high interest yield savings accounts in online banks rather than brick and mortar or old money banks. So you have a do you have a recommendation or opinion on any of these?
So first off, I am not a financial broker, whatever else. I'm not going to recommend any particular stocks or bonds or even mutual fund houses, let alone the fund houses, let alone the funds within those fund houses. But what you want to know is you want to know what matters to you. You want to make sure that the places that you're dealing with are real and legitimate places, and this isn't just some online bank that that these two guys decided to put together last night when they were bored and set up a website.
That's all Jason.
Flows for You Bank is a legitimate business, Marcy. Don't you start some of those.
I want to see the audit report.
Just getting attacked.
But I mean, you know, so you want to make sure you're dealing with a real organization that is valid, legitimate, legal, and all of these kind of things. As far as types of funds or whatever else, you want to make sure that you know who you're dealing with. There are things that they say that you don't want to buy a stock of something that you can't explain by drawing with a crayon. So if that was the case, I probably wouldn't buy any biotech stock because I don't understand any of that. And I can use a computer, but if I open it up, I can't necessarily tell you which wire makes what work. But you do want to have an understanding of what you're buying. You want to make sure that what you're buying is in alignment with who you are and what your goals are. Are you looking for long-term investments? Are you someone that's going to want to be trading often? Are you saving for something that you're going to need in the next few years? Or are you saving for your retirement that might be 20 years off? And you want to make sure that what you invest in is in alignment with who you are and what your goals are.
That's amazing advice. Marcy, what would you tell yourself 20 years earlier that you're experiencing now?
Yeah.
Well, 20 years ago, I could look up. Can I give them like winning lottery numbers? I can tell them to buy Yahoo stock or whatever. This specific advice would be, you know, to feel comfortable investing maybe more aggressively. You know, the money that you put away, if you're putting away money when you're in your 20s, $100 is worth more than $100 in your 40s because it's going to have longer time to keep growing. So I would say the younger me should be investing more so that the older me doesn't have to worry about investing as much. Or just get in that habit. Since my background has always been financial, I've always been, I guess frugal might be a word for it. I've never been a big spender. I've always been aware of this is what I have and I want to be putting away for tomorrow. So I don't know that I would have significantly changed what I did, short of knowing specific stocks to pick.
Apple. Oh, 20 years. It'd been like 40 years ago, right? What Apple?
Bitcoin, Apple.
Bitcoin,
yeah. Not Bitcoin today, but Bitcoin at its prime a couple years ago.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. We still don't know what's going with the crypto. It's still
no one knows.
Way too young to see what it's going to do. I liken crypto and all the various crypto with VHS and beta way back when they came out.
Yeah.
Here came out these two platforms and they're like, well, beta's the better platform, but VHS is the one that became popular. Oh well. Because for whatever reason, that's what became popular. You look at the gaming platforms, whether it's, you know, PlayStation or Nintendo or whatever else, and they both managed to be profitable and continue to grow, and yet they never became compatible.
Yeah, even though they were meant to be when they first started, like PlayStation exists because they were going to be a PlayStation, Nintendo, Super Nintendo, but they refused to work together, and so PlayStation started their own thing. So
right, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, they have some mock-ups. You can look it up. Pretty cool. The PlayStation for Super Nintendo. But interesting. Yeah, no, it's such a interesting spot when it comes to investing and saving. You know, I've always seen that saving snowball, the debt snowball, where like if you just keep on, it's gonna take care of things as you go. But it's so hard. Like, don't you want more cool stuff? What now here's another dumb idea. This is another great trend for you. Toddler financial advice. So all you're doing is you're giving one piece of financial advice to a toddler.
To a toddler or to the parents of a toddler?
No, to a toddler. This is why it's funny. You're like, toddler, make sure that you don't eat all your goldfish and save one. I don't know what is. Again, you're the funny financial mind. I'm just throwing these golden tickets your way. You have to make them happen. toddler financial advice. I'm telling you, that's going to be one of your TikTok trends. I'm telling you, it's what it is.
I'm going to have to think about it. I mean, my song was really for like 5-6 year olds. So toddlers going way down from
and
that.
So that the whole point of the toddler thing is ridiculous, right? That's the idea. So, Trey, you have another question?
Marcy, what is your financial advice for a specific circular object on one's finger that is next to the ring finger?
Oh my Lord.
No,
next
that's
to-
a bad way of putting it. The finger that is the left of the middle finger on someone's left hand.
When it, Marcy, I'll ask this question. If I was looking to upgrade my wife's wedding ring, what would be a great way to save to get myself in that place? Because we don't want to speak any voodoo on Trey's relationships, but just in general, what's a great way to save for the financial expense of getting a wedding ring, or in my case, an anniversary ring?
Yes, an
okay,
anniversary
ring. Okay, so I'm gonna turn this question sideways because I don't think you're asking me how to save, because we already said how to save. You know, you'd have your little bank account or an envelope that you put your money in to grow. I mean, there's not much else to do than that. But I will say that I am not impressed with the guidelines for how much people should be paying for those aforementioned jewelry objects, because there's so many better ways to invest in your relationship than putting it on a finger. I'll be honest, we didn't even come close to what the recommended percentage of income should be for the ring, because jewelry isn't a big thing for me. And I play guitar, so I didn't want anything big and sticking out. So I have a very modest ring it was not a significant expense. Mm-hmm. To him, to our relationship, because we had other things we wanted to invest in. We wanted, you know, to have a wedding. We wanted to have a honeymoon. We wanted to buy a house. We wanted to all these other things. And for me to put that on my finger just didn't even make sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
So when they talk about what is the rule of thumb? It's supposed to be a month's salary or something like that.
Three paychecks.
Yeah. Okay. So that's typically a month and a half. And to me, it's not worth it. Now, if I had been someone that this was important to, my husband would have said, okay, well, this is important to you and you're important to me, and I'm going to spend that money and whatever else. But to me, I think that is one of the most extravagant and ridiculous expenses for a young couple. They're trying to start out, they're trying to build things, and they're going to put that much money just into a piece of jewelry. But it's become such an expectation, just like money is taboo to talk about. There's an expectation of this is what the ring is going to cost. And, you know, at the point in time in your relationship when you're getting there is a great time to start saying, okay, what do we want to spend that money on? And okay, how about if we put this money aside and then see what we want to do with the ring? And then that The rest of that money is what we're going to put aside. And that's going to be something for our, that's going to be our 25th anniversary trip, because that money now has 25 years to grow.
Wow.
You know, or whatever it is, and have that conversation together and see what it is, because, you know, who do you buy that ring for? Are you buying it for you? Are you buying it for her? Or are you buying it for everyone else to see what she has? And
Marcy,
and,
oh, go ahead. Continue.
No. I mean, and that's just something that, that you have to have that conversation with to know where you both stand on it.
Marcy, I appreciate you so much, because that's really what I was trying to ask without saying it.
Okay. I'm already married. Sorry.
She's on it today. She's destroying. That's definitely going to be a TikTok. It's typed in right now. It's great.
No, but anyway, that was hilarious. No, I really was going to ask, because I've heard people say all kinds of things about purchasing wedding rings, and you know, they do put the extra money towards either the honeymoon or the wedding, or like, I mean, that's perfect. Like you said, the 25th anniversary, like that's beautiful, because you have that basically in a trust fund, or basically something set aside to where it's going to acquire more value. Because it's hard for guys who want to get married, that because society tells you that it's, you know, three paychecks worth. And quite frankly, it should be just between you and your significant other, what you actually like, what your expectations are on the ring. And I like what you said, because it's like, okay, is this for flash, or is this for like the rest of my life? The actual I do, or is it, hey, look at this giant rock that's on my finger that I have and it's mine.
But if, you know, she says, hey, no, I really want the real ring. You have to realize we all come with, I don't even want to call it baggage, but we all come with our experiences, our life experiences, the expectations of what we've been through and whatever else. And some people need different things to feel that they really are in that place. So it's not a matter of it's right or wrong. It's a matter of you guys have to talk about it and figure out what your priorities are and why they're there. And what that means to you. And there isn't a right or wrong answer. And it could be that, you know, when you sit down and talk about it, you're the one who wants her to have a more expensive ring, because that's part of how you define what you've been and all, how you integrate everything you've been in your life and experienced and learned and whatever else. Or could be she does. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with it, as long as you talk about it and communicate and understand each other and reach something together.
Perfect. Thank you, Marcy.
Now,
I appreciate that.
One thing, Trey, is that in general, no, I'm actually gonna give you a heartfelt answer, is that in the long run, it's like, I don't regret spending less than a grand on my wife's ring. Mainly, I didn't have that kind of money. I barely had $3,000, I think, for my wedding. But it multiplied, right? Ended up having like a $15,000 wedding for $3,000, because I, so many people owed me favors. And it was just like years of doing music and doing that stuff worked out, you know, got the DJ for free, did all that stuff. But the truth is like, yeah, my wife doesn't care. And so it's like, what's the point? And you know, another trick is I used to be in the jewelry industry, and like the normal markup is 400% on what they purchase it at. And so, and that's normal for every jeweler. It's 400% from what they purchase it at. So like, it's silly to even think, oh, well, I'm going to spend this. It's going to go well. But anyways, Marcy, we have so much you got to talk about, and I really appreciate it. But where can everybody find your book? Where can everybody find you on TikTok and on YouTube and everywhere else? Please, this is your time to shine.
Oh boy, I feel like I should turn on more lights. You can go to my website, www.moneymarcy.com. Make sure you spell Marcy right, because otherwise you'll end up I don't know where. And so if you go to my website, across the top, I've got links that will take you to my Instagram and my TikTok. You can buy my book on Amazon. And I, you know, I'm just, if you start from my website, you can get everywhere else.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I actually really want to look into this book because it's, I'm going to be honest, it's really hard for me to save money. I would love to resell all of the stuff that I should be reselling. I'm just bad at it and I need to start somewhere and I need to start saving. And I really appreciate you being on the show because it puts a fire underneath my seat in order for me to build for my future, or I won't have one financially stable.
So you're going to have to schedule me to come back so I can make sure you've been doing and following through.
This is true. We would love to have you back on the
show. You should already know that you have done an amazing job, and we'd have you on anytime you'd like to be back on. Like, you're not even playing. I'm serious.
All you have
about
to do is schedule it.
Yeah. You already have our calendar, so you could literally do that once. Don't do it, but you could schedule it all the time. Like, she's scheduling herself every single week. No mercy. Too much mercy.
How can there really be too much mercy? I mean, I don't think so.
You're right. I'm sorry. But I do think it's that time, Marcy. Trey, I think it's that time.
I think you are also true, Jason, because I'm trying to stall right now because it is time for the rap. Let's freaking get it. Sorry for the air horns. That's just the kind of thing we do if it's too loud.
I've never heard you ever apologize for the air horns ever.
I think I've only done it three times. So
it's okay. And they've been. Are you sure that you've only done it three times in 300 episodes? 200, 300, 200.
Today,
wow, that went.
Jason, went up, today.
Sorry.
I've done it three times today.
I'm sorry.
All right, sweet. Hit her up. What are we doing, Jason? What is this?
All right. Well, what we're going to do, Marcy, is we're going to make up a rap song about everything we talked about today. Finance and saving, about your hilariousness, about obviously your new things, mutual fund houses, and toddler financial advice. Or is it a toddler giving financial? Anyways, move on. And so we're gonna turn it into a rap. So what we'll do is I'll do a little verse, and then halfway through the verse, I'm gonna prompt you and ask you to give me some words, you to actually try to do some rhymes on your own, because I know you're an accomplished musician. You have your new financial awareness album that you're gonna make one day.
I think that'd be awesome.
I know a producer. I know some producers that can help you out. And I'll just prompt you. You just try to say some stuff, and then I'll make it look like you can rap, or you'll rap anyways because you're awesome. And then we'll finish it up, and then that'll be the song. Is there anything that we didn't talk about that you'd like me to add into this rap?
Oh, my book is the best gift you can give a high school graduate. Get them started on the right foot.
Phenomenal. Done. Yeah, that's great. All right, I guess we're ready. Do you have a rap name? Would you like us to give you a rap name? Marcy?
Well, I'm one of Marcy's.
Sorry. She's right.
What
I'm
is
wrong.
It?
Money Marcy.
Marcy? Money Marcy.
Money Marcy. So, you know, might as well.
It's very rappy.
MC Grossman.
Nope. No.
Marnie Marcy. I like it. Sweet. So we've got money to talk about. We've got the rap to talk about. We've got how gray Jason's beard is. We've got, I mean, we didn't talk about that. We've got, all right. So everybody, we're about to hit up the rap. Please feel free to pop in words for Jason to freestyle on the fly. Make it one word. Don't make it a paragraph. Let's get it. Jason, you ready?
Sure.
No, you're supposed to say.
I'm never ready.
You're supposed to say you're never ready, but actually you're supposed to say.
Let's freaking get it, Trey. I'm ready to rock and roll.
I'm not sure I've ever said that.
That's okay. Yo, 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 it's Money Marcy, DJ Sound Effects, and Scout the Psalmist on the mic. Let's get it!
Oh,
Yep. Here I go again. Only if I can't sweat, and I get gone. Now I can say what I do and overcome. We gotta make the bass drums. Now we're talking to Marcy Money about the money, bro. About how much you need to save. Let it go with your mutual funds or your mutual fund house or fun house. Only if I can't turn it out. I know what I am doing because I'm sitting in the middle with the scary thing and a little guy selling a riddle. I never knew what the riddle was, but now I gotta say that I know what I'm doing because only if I can't go like toddlers giving me financial advice. Only if I couldn't stamp a mic. Yes, I got my bars standing in cars looking for people and I'm looking so far. And oh no, if I can't bark, no, I'm not gonna bark. Only if I see my heart, who goes there? Only if I can't go. We got Marcy Grossman and I'm thinking, yo, Trey, you had a chance to marry Marcy and she was already ready. Not ready for you because she's already married. Only if I couldn't make it. I am so scary and I ain't tripping because I know what I am doing. Well, here we go because there it flows and there it be. We were talking about crazy things that I see. A brand, the brand that you do, like brand muffins, if you can't make them down with the cool, or cool brands like Kellogg's, only if I couldn't break for the light. Mine calls, now I say beware of a dog or a snare hat. If I never say boom, bap, bap, now I get gone. I could hear it right down, only if I knew what I was gonna say strong. Yes, we talked about savings and mutual funds and all those other things that were pretty fun. How do I come back? Bass drums, how did I mess up? One son, only if I can't be where I get stairs, bouncing on the things because I'm making right there. Now, Marcy, tell me something cool about financial advice that you like to tell people all the right. Hey.
Start small if you gotta, and just let it grow because the more you're gonna do, the more you're gonna know.
Oh, that's amazing, yo. Only if we couldn't make it down, I go. Now it's one time too. Now we gotta breathe because we're looking for you. And oh true, Trey, please don't you spend all your money on a ring running for cool. And now I knew what sometimes I couldn't do. Only if we couldn't make what we gotta do. Hey, but it's good to save your move. La, if you can't break down with a shoe. La, don't go crazy in this world. And if you're gonna buy a house, yo, look out. Don't spend, wait for that dude's advice if you stand on the mic and you're looking for it. Guess I'm done with the rap and I'm feeling so rich. Now I gotta say that I'll fly up on this mountain summit, and now I know, Marcy, you're the best. Thank you for the time. Only if I can't break it down with these rhymes. Wish I had more funny things to say, but I don't know. Anyways, hey.
Good stuff. That was awesome. I hope you enjoyed that, Marcy.
I did too. That you guys are great.
Yeah, Trey is an amazing beatboxer, so it's so fun to be able to do this with him. So
thank you, Jason. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, everybody, for checking out the show. If you're watching this live, if you're listening to us on Spotify or anywhere else, you can... sorry as I die on Spotify.
Your eyes rolled in the back of your head. It's like Jason's dying. No.
Oh
my god, that was hilarious. I'm sorry. Continue.
It's okay. I'm typing it in. If you are listening to us via anywhere that you listen to podcasts and think, hey, I'd love to be in those comments and talk, make sure you come check us out Mondays at 5 p.m. CST every Monday on YouTube and on Facebook and on Twitch. And normally it's at Flows For You. And if you can't find it there, go to Flows For You Pod and then you'll find everything you need to follow us. And please, right now, if you're watching us, make sure you like, subscribe us on YouTube. Make sure that you, I don't know why you're laughing. I'm trying to do all the stuff, Trey. And then make sure you share with people this stream so they can talk about it. Trey, is there anything I'm forgetting? Because obviously I forgot.
I don't think you forgot anything, Jason, but if you would love to be on our show, we would love to have you on our show here at Flows For You. Feel free to hit us up on Facebook or on our website, flowsforyou.com, where we literally never check it. I mean, we check it every day, and you can hit us up directly through there where you can send us, I believe it's, is it a direct message or an email, Jason?
It's email.
It's an email. So you would hit us up through there. We literally talk about anything and everything and how you can better your year. We love to have you on the show. And please feel free to hit up all the comment sections so that we can make Jason mess up with the words, because it's always funny to see him sometimes stumble over some random words that some people put in. But that's it. That's all I got.
Thanks, Trey. You don't get enough joy from making me lose the quiz every week. Now you want to mess me up on the rap too? Is that?
I'm sorry. It just came out of nowhere. I haven't laughed all day, so I had to laugh at something. Man. Anyway, Jason, I think it's that time.
What is happening right now?
I don't know what's happening.
I'm looking at all the comments that just randomly showed up.
It's Jaime. There's a random questions. I don't know. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening. Make sure you come check us out next week. We have Wade Simmons. We'll be talking. He's a filmmaker and a funeral service worker. I can't wait to talk to him about this.
Oh, man, that's going to be interesting.
I didn't even read that part until right now. Wow, awesome. So excited. But we are booked for a while, but please contact us. We can get you on the show. We love that. And thank you so much, everybody, spending the time with us every single week. Me and Trey really appreciate it. And Marcy, thank you so much for spending time with us today. Well, I knew this was going to be fun, and I was right. You are amazing, and this was a fun time. So I hope you had a good time.
I had a great time. This was a lot of fun.
I'm very glad to hear. Now you get to be Trey's therapist and ask him three questions starting now.
Well, you know, it'd be low-hanging fruit to hit him up about the ring and you know, the relationship. So I'm going to ask him about that Punisher. I don't know if that's a poster or what in the back room. And is it true that that is a tattoo on your chest? And what does that mean for you?
You know, Marcy, I'm actually really grateful that you asked that question. So for me, the Punisher is much bigger than just Frank Castle, right? The Punisher. If you don't know who that is, go do your own research. It's a Marvel character. The Punisher skull means more to me because Golgotha was actually where Jesus was crucified. It's also called Calvary, and it's also known as the place of the skull. And so I would love to represent that on my chest as a skull. And so it reminds me of my faith. So partially true.
No, Marcy.
A bit of a reach. I probably should hit him up about the ring and the relationship.
You have two more questions. Whatever you want to do.
So I guess that means you're a Marvel guy, not DC.
Yes, I can't. I can't stand DC because their movies, they've rebooted every 3 to 4 years. And I wish they would just run with something instead of scrapping it and starting over. Because quite frankly, if they just ran with something, ended it, and moved on, I feel like they would do a lot better. But they cast and then they flop. And it's very sad. It's a temporary tattoo with rainbow colors. Absolutely not. The rainbow colors that my Hello Kitty one on my left pec right here.
Oh boy, last question, Mason.
Star Trek or Star Wars?
Oh, absolutely Star Wars. I didn't grow up with Star Trek. I grew up with Star Wars. My dad's a Trekkie, but he's also a huge Star Wars fan. But sadly, the most recent installments in the movies are not my favorite by any means. I grew up with 1, 2, and 3. 4, 5, and 6 are golden, but 7, 8, and 9, in my opinion, should be rewritten. And there we go.
You know, Trey, I always think that all they have to do is say that this is all the new sequels were all put together via somebody that was related to Kylo Ren just to make him look awesome. And that was all, and it's just from his gaze, not from the actual real life, but from somebody that was in control. I'm just saying.
I want to know what the last movie would have been like if Carrie Fisher hadn't passed.
Ooh,
because they had to go in a totally different direction because that movie was supposed to be focused on her.
Really?
Yeah. Mm.
I didn't think about that. That makes sense.
Think about it. Yeah, you know, the first one was on Han Solo, and the second one was on Luke.
Oh.
And the third one was supposed to be her movie.
Marcy, you're not making me feel good right now. You're making me very sad.
That's genius.
Well, it made me very sad. I wanted to see her movie. I want to know if somewhere there is the original script mock-up or whatever of what they were going to do. Wow. And I would love to read what that was.
I feel like we totally missed out. I feel like we totally missed out on an opportunity to talk about Star Wars with Marcy today.
We'll have to come back.
That's why she's coming back, Jason.
Yeah. No, as she's talking, I'm like, wait a second. I should have realized earlier when she was doing the other Star Wars bit, I was like, oh no, she's a fan. I should have talked to her about this. Anyway.
Marcy, thank you so much for being on the show. You've been a delight and a joy.
At least. Yeah, make sure you stay on for a second. We're going to close the show, but stay on so we can thank you in person or via Zoom, whatever it's called. And
StreamYard.
I don't know what it is. He told me what
he's
to say.
He's like, wait, what?
She's
like,
I don't know what I'm doing.
You said in person, and then you said, wait, or it was...
Yeah, we just show up at her door.
Thank you so much for being on the show.
if you brought the donuts, I'd let you in.
But thank you so much, Marcy. Stay on after we close so we can say thank you. And thank you, everybody else. Make sure you don't stay on. Go do something else. Don't just watch this show 5 more times. You can if you want, but there's more important things to do. Anyways, Trey, anything else? I don't know why I'm letting you close. I don't know what just happened. Bye, guys.
Flows for you. Flows for you.
That's what we do now?
No!
That's what we do?
No!
Oh, this is what we do now. This is what we do.
Jason, I do it? Please. Yes. We love you guys. Take care.
Bye.
Are you looking for a different kind of podcast? How about informative and clean? It will make you laugh. Scout and Trey, yeah, that's what we do. We got a little funny thing, keeping it true. Hey, we take your topics and all your ideas and bring in a guest and we answer them there. Then we make a freestyle rap and do it for you. Yeah, that's what we do. Yeah, that's what we do. Yep. Flows for you. Flows for you. This is what we do now. This is what we do. Say flows for you. Flows for you. This is what we do now. This is what we do. Say flows for you.